Steve walks warily down the street, with the brim pulled way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet, machine guns ready to go. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. The violence of death propels us out to the street, away from it, away from the fourth funeral reception in 2 weeks, to warily walk down the street, the brim of our hat pulled down, for fear of hearing of yet another person biting the dust. We don't have the stomach for another bite of the cucumber sandwich on our small paper plate, so we toss it in the bin and leave the hall before anyone notices. We don't have the stomach for more casualties of war, for yet another soldier added to the list of the fallen, for yet another civilian hit and killed by drone warfare, for yet another youth lost to suicide, for another colleague in public service exiting quietly before they explode on the job. Martha warily went down the street, away from the mourners, away from their cries and damp handshakes moist with tears, away from death, to greet him. Martha put on her street shoes, covered her sagging shoulders with her linen shawl, wanting above all other things to meet the one who should have been there to stop the bullet of death hit her brother. He is coming, she is told. And she is determined to meet him as he comes. Jesus is walking down the street in her direction. He is coming. Who is he? This is what we find out from their conversation. A conversation that John, trailing behind Jesus with all the other disciples, remembers and knows we need to hear and remember as well. Martha has no idea why they all look so nervous, as if bullets are about to fly and strike them all down. She doesn't know what kept Jesus from coming, what danger he was facing in returning to Judea, the suffering and death he was walking towards while he walked to her. Martha has been struck by her brother's death and strikes out at Jesus. Where were you? She says in so many words, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Such was her trust in Jesus, though. If you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus doesn't defend himself, offer an apology, or present a synopsis of the teaching he gave his disciples before he set out to see her and Mary, that he has come to do something that will glorify God. He doesn't tell her how much his life is in danger by setting foot on the very street they are facing off on. Jesus takes her accusation, her punch, her anger, rebuke, her pain that their bond of friendship was not strong enough to get his immediate response to her request to come. Martha is warily walking down the street to find out from Jesus why he didn't come before Lazarus died. Because she knew he could have healed him and had kept him from a premature death. Instead, Jesus looks into her eyes to see the pain and the hurt his absence has caused, and to see the hope that lingers there in her tears that somehow he still can do something. As he holds her gaze out there on the street, surrounded by villagers and disciples, he says, your brother will rise again. They all hear it. This is to be remembered. The fallen are not forgotten. The dead shall rise. Jesus has come to test the waters of her belief in him, test himself, test the disciples who are within earshot of the whole emotional and passionate conversation, to see how much everyone there and then do believe and will believe what he says next. I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this, Martha? Do you believe this? Bam! The shot rings out in the street and ricochets off the religious leader's ears. Believe this man is the I am of the burning bush. Believe this man whose feet are covered in the dust of Judea like any mortal man must die one day is the Holy One, the one of the Shema, the one confession of the Jewish people that the Lord our God is one Lord. Martha confesses more than we know when she says, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world. The I am is the name God told to Moses to use as he set out warily on his way to save his people from near destruction at the hands of a ruthless Egyptian emperor. The one coming into the world to save his people has come into the world to save it fully and finally. This one, this Holy One's son, is now on a street in Bethany, on his way to Jerusalem to die and rise again. And he says he is the resurrection and the life. Do you believe? Do you believe is a controversial question on our streets. In fact, we don't dare ask it. We even omit this line, do you believe, from this full text in John that we use in our funeral liturgies. Do you believe is not there. But it is actually a kind and loving question, a question Jesus posed to Martha and poses to all who witness a brother die, a colleague, a soldier, a friend, a child. It is a question that many of those we remember today wrestled with when they buttoned up the last button on their uniforms, tied up the laces of their army boots, and shouldered their kit bags, making ready for service in the name of life and freedom. For the kindness in the question is the love found in the answer. Yes, I believe you will raise us up when we die. And this belief brings me life, even here and now on the street I stand bereft of the one I loved. John took us to the street where Martha said to Jesus, I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him. Hers was a knowing that comes from ancient wisdom that says, those who trust in him will understand truth, and the faithful will abide with him in love. Because grace and mercy are upon his holy ones, and he watches over his elect. Her trust in him was well founded, for Jesus did raise Lazarus from the dead. Being who he was, brother and friend to all who suffer and die, and the Son of the Father of creation and the Spirit of life, he rose from the grave as well. Jesus meets us on the streets we warily walk in the here and now to bring life out of death. Do you believe? Amen. Amen.